Well, thanks for joining us as we continue through Ecclesiastes. So, wise or foolish? Powerful or powerless? Whether you can afford a yacht or can't afford a tank of gas, there is an event. There's an event that happens to us all. One day will be our last day. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. 12 through 14. So I turn to consider the wisdom and madness and folly, for what can the man do who comes after the king? Only what has already been done. Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, as there is more gain in light than in darkness. The wise person has his eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And I perceive that the same event, there it is, happens to us all. In his commentary on Ecclesiastes, an old writer named Warren Wiersbe quoted the French essayist Montaigne when he wrote, "Philosophy is no other thing than a man preparing himself to die." Wiersbe added, "Only that person who is prepared to live is prepared to die." I remember a hot afternoon in Oklahoma, when my dad could hardly breathe. His cancer was taking over his body. And we piled into a car and sped to a place called Midwest City, 65 miles south of our little town on I-35. I was driving way faster than I should have, not knowing if my dad would still be alive by the time we arrived. And when we finally pulled into the emergency room entrance, the attendants took over and got my dad moved to a bed and gave him some needed oxygen. And a couple days later, after a long sleepless night for our family, I'll never forget, the doctor came in the morning and said, "Today's the day." I remember letting those words just sink in. Today's the day my dad will die. That morning, our family surrounded my dad for his final moments under the sun as he transitioned to life over the sun. The event that Solomon's talking about here is the day we die. Happens to us all. Every day is someone's last day. But for those who know Jesus, like my dad, our final day on earth becomes our first day in heaven. When believers are absent from the body, they are present with the Lord. So here's the one question on life's exam that you have to get right. When your body's in the box under the sun, where will your soul be? If you can't answer that question with certainty, please pray this prayer with me. Father, I know that one day I'm going to die. I know life is short and eternity is long. I want to spend eternity with you. I know that there is only one way to have that relationship with you that can only be made possible through Jesus. And today I trust in him as the only way I can live with you forever. I'm sorry for my sins. I know that I cannot cleanse myself. I know that Jesus came to die for my sins, so I turn to you and trust in Jesus alone. I pray in his name. Amen.